Hello, everyone, and welcome to Art Scene, KUVO's monthly radio program on the visual arts in Denver. My name is Hilary DiPolo, visual arts consultant, and it is my pleasure to welcome Megan Mitchell to the show today. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you, Hilary. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. So, Megan, tell me, where are you living now?
Currently living in St. Joseph, Minnesota, which is about an hour outside of the Twin Cities, and I have a studio in Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis. And you are here with Plinth Gallery. And Plinth Gallery is this wonderful gallery of ceramic art, and it's one of the stars of the Rhino District in Denver. So, Megan, tell me a little bit about your history as an artist.
I'd always been interested in throwing pots on the wheel. You know, I remember watching someone throw when I was a small child and thinking it was this kind of magical thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to undergraduate school in Minnesota, and right after school I took a class at the Northern Clay Center, which is actually where I currently have a residency. And the instructor there kind of opened my eyes to all these things that were happening with ceramics that were really exciting, and that about more than just throwing pots, there were a lot of surface possibilities and form. And I also have a background in trail work and outdoors work back
really?
In the summers mm-hmm. from when I was in high school and college. And I started doing some wood firing, which is heating the kiln entirely with wood. And I think that in some way linked to my interest in trail work. You know, it kind of seemed to bring the two worlds together
right.
in a way uh-huh. that was really exciting for me.
So what is the ultimate difference between heating a kiln with wood and with gas?
The wood creates its own atmosphere in the kiln, so
okay.
Generally wood firing leaves a really significant impact on how the piece looks. It essentially, you are glazing the piece of clay through the process of putting wood in the kiln. Wood ash lands on the piece, and the temperature melts the wood ash. So kind of a self-glazing process. It can have a lot of different effects depending on what type of kiln you have and how you fire it.
Now, the title of this exhibition is Border Drawings. Mm-hmm. Tell us about how you came up with that title.
A couple of years ago, I became aware of artists who were sent on surveys of the American West mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. did drawings of, in this case, the U.S.-Mexico boundary. There was one draftsman in particular, his name was Arthur Schott, who was sent out to survey and to mark this boundary, but what he really wanted to draw were botanical drawings. Oh. And so he ended up drawing the topographical landscape, but then in the foreground he'd have these plants, like really detailed cacti and things
wow.
like that. And some of the work in the show kind of combines those two things. Then another thing you'll really notice when you see the work is a lot of patterning. It's kind of an ongoing interest of mine, is using kind of repeated imagery. And there's some kind of more floral imagery, also some patterns that are a little more geometric.
Mm-hmm. So. And the show, again, is at Plinth Gallery, and it is entitled Border Drawings. It's the ceramic work of Megan Mitchell. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and okay. I'm grateful to be here.
All right. So also tonight, up in the Rhino District, there are a few other great happenings. At a Buzz Gallery, which is at 3340 Walnut, is Anna Marie Reed, who is doing colorful abstract pieces. And at the Pattern Shop Studio, Repeat Offenders, New and Old Paintings by Sharon Brown. And that is at 3349 Blake, so you'll all be in the same neighborhood there. And at William Havu Gallery in the Golden Triangle District, Amy Metier, Emmett Culligan, and Brad Ellis will be featured tonight. And then the other exciting thing that's going on at the Prism Workspaces building, which is at 999 Vallejo, the whole building will be open tonight. There's more than 40 artists that are there. Painters, sculptors, fiber artists, graphic designers, photographers. So that's all at the Prism Workspaces building, 999 Vallejo. So that is our happenings for first Friday in June. Come out, support the visual arts. You'll enjoy the evening. Thank you.